It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. Our sister in Christ, Tina Dobbs, is over there running the iPad, y'all. And Tina, I just want you to know I'm so glad that you're here and you are doing such a great job. You're doing wonderfully. Our guest for today is Tom Ivester. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Good. Good morning.
Morning. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can send it to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln, located here in Elk City. If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, I want to encourage you to reach out to Barber Dyson Ford, located here in Elk. They can find you what you're looking for. And I believe they just opened up another one in Woodward.
Yeah, they acquired a dealership in Woodward, so they're expanding.
Right on. More ways to help the people.
Yeah.
Awesome sauce. I think I covered it all. Would you pray to start us out, sir?
I sure would. Dear Lord, we come to you thanking you for all you've given us. We praise you today. Ask that you would be with us today. Show us the path you would have us take. Help us be the hands and feet. Be with the listeners out there. Be with those here in the studio. And yesterday is gone and tomorrow may never come. We know that today is the day to live for you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, I got my tablet, my pen, and my Bible.
Well, you know, I play music. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a dedicated Sunday school teacher. I'm not even a really good amateur theologian. So I throw all that out there. So I'm going to play some music and read some scripture. And this is a song that most people from Oklahoma should recognize. When I was in the legislature, I used to have someone that would come up and visit me regularly. He was a great singer, and I would have him sing this on the floor of the Senate every chance I got. So here it is.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads when they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, don't miss a tree. And old weeping willow is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
So that was Oh What a Beautiful Morning from the Rodgers and Hammerstein version of Oklahoma. Of course, Oklahoma got its song, state song, from that play. We had a state song before that. I can't even tell you what it was. People have told me what it was before that. It was kind of a boring song. But anyway, after that came out in the, I think it was the 50s, Oklahoma adopted the song Oklahoma from that play, and that's now our state song. But that Oh What a Beautiful Morning is from the play Oklahoma, kind of our standard here. I'm going to go ahead and read some prayers. These are compilations mainly from the Psalms, but this is from the Book of Common Prayer, the Episcopal Church version. Like I said, these are compilations from the Psalms. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and show ourselves glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry land. O come, let us worship and fall down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth stand in awe of him, for he cometh to judge the earth, and with righteousness to judge the world, and the peoples with his truth. Okay, let me pull up another song here. Big George Wills fan. George Wills. Bob Wills, excuse me. And this is an old song, probably not the most politically correct, but I like it. And this is actually a cover of the Bob Wills song. And so the Dixie Chicks, I think, covered this song. I like this version. It's called Roly Poly.
Sing and play.
the show in today.
It's okay.
Okay, so that was Roly Poly that most people probably couldn't hear. I'm going to go ahead and read another one. This is from Psalm 100. Oh, be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. Be ye sure that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Oh, go your way into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and speak good of his name. For the Lord is gracious, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth from generation to generation. Okay. Now, we'll see if they cut us off on this one. They almost certainly will. This is Elvis. Here we go.
Well, get out of that bed, wash your face and hand. Get out of that bed, wash your face and hand. Well, get in that kitchen, make some noise with the pots and pan. I believe to my soul you're the devil in nylon hole. I believe to my soul you're the devil in nylon hole. Cause what I work, the faster my money go. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 The way you want to ride to save your doggone soul. Shake, rattle. In the seafood store, I like a one-eyed cat peeping in the seafood store. Well, I can look at you, tell you ain't no child no more. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. Cause the harder I work, the faster my money go. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 The way you want to ride to save your doggone soul. Make it again. You make me grit my teeth. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 The way you want to ride, save your doggone soul.
Elvis, example of how times change. He was banned from a lot of radio stations. In most churches back in the day. So I'm going to go ahead and read a series of prayers. Again, this is from the Book of Common Prayer, the Episcopal book. You guys are talking. What's the deal? Test, test, 1, 2, 3. Test, test. Good? Good to go. Okay. Blessed art thou, O Lord God of our fathers, praised and exalted above all forever. Blessed art thou for the name of thy majesty, praised and exalted above all forever. Blessed art thou in the temple of thy holiness, praised and exalted above all forever. Blessed art thou that beholdest the depths and dwellest between the cherubim, praised and exalted above all forever. Blessed art thou on the glorious throne of thy kingdom, praised and exalted above all forever. Blessed art thou in the firmament of heaven, praised and exalted above all forever. Blessed art thou, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, praised and exalted above all forever. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, for he that is mighty hath magnified me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him throughout all generations. He hath showed strength with his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble and meek. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He, remembering his mercy, hath opened his servant Israel, and he promised to our forefathers, Abraham, and his seed forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and forever, forever will be. Amen. Okay, this is a Neil Diamond song. I think most people will recognize it, called America.
They come to America. country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing, of thee I sing.
That was Neil Diamond, America. Pretty inspirational song. Do we want to do prayer requests or take a break, or what do we want to do? Keep going?
Whatever you'd like to do, sir.
Okay, we'll keep going.
Okay.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and he hath raised up a mighty salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform thy mercy promised to our forefathers, and to remember his holy covenant, to perform the oath which he sware to our forefather Abraham that he would give us, that we be delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him in all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people for the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the dayspring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, this is a song I almost play every time I'm here, because I think it is actually a prayer into itself. So, most people will recognize this song. Here we go.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
That song has become kind of our anthem at the city. One of the main jobs I have now is encouraging our employees, because there is so much negativity out there. And surprisingly, it's from a lot of people that you would think would be the opposite. So for I'll give you a good example. This has been about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I'm at church. The preacher is preaching a sermon about the lady at the well, you know, so she's got all kinds of problems, and Jesus is not judgmental towards her. And, you know, the gist of the sermon is, look, you got to look out for the downtrodden and don't be so judgmental. And we got in the lobby after it was over, and this guy comes up and immediately starts in with a litany of all the problems and issues with the city. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, either this guy wasn't listening, or he didn't get it, or he doesn't care. So I'm like, which one was it? He wasn't listening, he didn't get it, or he doesn't care? Because he just preached a sermon about not being judgmental, and now you're going to sit out here and give me a litany. And the only thing I could think of was, after that, was, well, with friends like you, I don't need enemies. And I'm in church. So we're getting it from every direction of unrealistic expectations, unresolved anger at something else, and we're an easy punching bag. So I had a guy the other day come in, and we're not talking one or two. I'm talking dozens and dozens of dozens every week. They're griping about something. So he was griping about his sewer bill. The sewer bill. I'm like, well, the sewer bill is just related to your water bill, you know. So your water consumption is X, so your sewer bill is Y. And he was trying to argue there was not a correlation between the two. So, well, no, if you use 10 gallons of water, you're going to be charged for 10 gallons of sewer. And he was sitting there trying to argue that literally you couldn't justify there being 10 gallons of sewer usage with 10 gallons of water usage. And finally, so we had one of our employees come up and said, sir, got it. I understand you don't agree. It doesn't matter. This is how we bill. That's it. There's no recourse. There's no appeal. Can't go to a court. There's not a higher power. It's you use 10 gallons of water, we're going to charge you for 10 gallons of sewer. There's nothing. And he was going to go take it up with somebody else and do something. And you know, it was by God. He was mad. You know, and the deal is I've tried to tell these people over and over, he's not mad about the sewer. He's mad about something else. This just happened to be the outlet for his anger. And at the church deal, when I came out, he wasn't mad about the litany of things he was angry about. He was angry about something else. Technological revolution. He can't get on and order something. He can't figure something out. He's upset about Washington, D.C. or Russia or whatever. You can name the... And they take it out on these various ways. So I'm constantly reminding the city employees, look, you know, we're not here to be punching bags. They can't cuss or yell. Just walk away. But just understand that there's a lot of displaced anger out there right now. A lot of displaced anger. And what's most disappointing to me is it's coming from a lot of people who should not be doing it, i.e. Christians. And it's turning a lot of people off to the church. Church attendance ever since the pandemic has fallen drastically. And, you know, I know Neva is listening, but I think contrary to what Neva thinks, I don't think it's going to come back anytime soon. The people are not flocking back to the churches in droves for a lot of different reasons. And so only one of them would be what I experienced, you know, with friends like these who needs enemies at the church. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I'm not condemning people, and I don't want to necessarily judge. I'm just saying, look, we're held to be the salt and the light, and unless we are, we can actually turn people off to the gospel. So that's why I just try to stick to the scripture. This will probably be my one little opinion op-ed here, and then we'll just listen to some more music. So you have a... prayer request.
Yes. Would now be a good time to get those done, sir?
Sure.